Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry, is brought to you by Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM, WCLK.
Coming up on this week's show, Upfront talks to executive producer of the Bronze Lens Film Festival, Kathleen Bertrand, about this year's screenings, events, and more. I'll also chat with a few of the couples from OWN's popular series, Black Love. And closing out the show is the rest of my interview with Queen Sugar actress Tina Lifford. We'll also be playing new music from the brand new Heavies featuring Andia Davenport, plus Christian Sands, and throwback sounds from George Benson. But first, here's a word from our underwriters.
Support for 91.9 WCLK programming comes from the Bronze Lens Film Festival, August 21st through 25th at the Hyatt Regency Atlanta. Festival highlights include the Atlanta premiere of Don't Let Go, starring David Oyelowo, and Storm Reid opening night, August 21st at the Landmark Midtown Art Cinema. Registration information is available at bronzelens.com.
This is Iyanla Van Zandt, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
My first guest is the executive producer of the Bronze Lens Film Festival, Kathleen Bertrand. Now in its 10th year, the Oscar qualifying festival is back, beginning Wednesday, August 21st through Sunday, August 25th, with an array of red carpet premieres, workshops, and classes for emerging filmmakers, actors, producers, and content creators.
Kathleen Bertrand, welcome back to Upfront. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I only hesitated because there's so much going on in preparation.
So yes. So congratulations on 10 years, and also congratulations to us. You know, whenever you're here, it's always the beginning, the beginning of a new season for Upfront. So we're really excited. This is now officially season 4.
Yes.
And you're the first guest again.
Oh my goodness. I love it. I love it. And thank you, Ray. Yeah. Thank you for your support through the years. It's been so meaningful to us, and to have people tell us that they heard about us on WCLK is always a thrill for me personally, because you also play my music here. Thank you.
All things Kathleen Bertrand.
Oh, wow.
So we've got an exciting lineup. I want to jump right into it. Okay. Opening night, man, I mean, I just got the press. This is hot off the press.
Yes.
That you guys are not only going to premiere Don't Let Go, starring David Oyelowo, but you guys are also going to honor him. So let's talk about that.
Well, we wanted to do something to make his visit and time in Atlanta special. And he's had such an amazing career. Many of us know him from Selma or Queen of Katwe or so many other films that he's done. Classically trained actor. And to us, he's a trailblazer. He is just inspiring so many people. And so he's going to get our Trailblazer Award. We've only given that to one other person over our 10 years, and that was to Kenny Leon, Broadway director now, who was doing amazing things on television. You remember The Wiz and all of that. And so it's something you just kind of save for those special moments. It's not an every year award, but David was certainly deserving of that, and we are delighted that he's going to be here. We'll have a Q&A after the film, and Gil Robertson is going to do that with us of African American Film Critics Association. So that opening night on the 21st of August is going to be great at Landmark's Midtown Theater.
Yeah, and I remember it was actually at a Bronze Lens Festival that I got a chance to see him in the film Middle of Nowhere.
Yes,
with
how about that?
Emiratza Coronaldi, which is a film I say all Black women need to see this film. It's such a good film. Let's move right into what is probably the creme de la creme of the Bronze Lens events, and that is the Women's Superstars Luncheon,
the
most talked about event of the festival.
Yes,
and you guys have a great group of women that you're going to recognize this
year. Yes, yes, yes. Well, we've been doing the Superstars Luncheon since we started, and I'd like to tell people we've been honoring women for their work in front of and behind the lens long before it was popular, you know, because there've just been some amazing sisters, 48 that we have honored to date. And after this year, there will be 51 superstars. This year, we will be honoring Lisa Cortez, producer, Academy Award winning producer, I believe, of Precious. We will be honoring Regina Hall. And so excited about her and all the work that she's done. And we'll be honoring Angela Robinson. And many of you know her from the Haves and Have Not, Haves and the Have Nots. But she's done amazing work community-wise, and so she's getting our Visionary Award for that. And so very excited about our ladies. And in addition to that, we've invited many of our superstars back to join us for this 10th anniversary. So we've got about 16 of our previous superstars that will be in the room. And here's an exclusive. After the luncheon, we have something called a super conversation with the superstars. Okay. And so we're going to gather many of those women together in one room and have a chance to kind of dig a little deeper and get a little bit more information about them and what they're doing. And I'm very, very excited about that. People like Cheryl Lee Ralph and Robbie Reed have already committed to be a part of it. So I'm very excited about that.
And I think what I love about it so much is that you really, as someone that may not be familiar with these women, once we hear their names, it's like you start recognizing, you start hearing their name a little bit more. It's like, why didn't I hear that name before? And then when you go back and you do the research, you're like, oh my God, she did this, she did that. Like, wow.
You know, it's like Dawn Gilliam. People hadn't heard of Dawn. Dawn's a script supervisor, major position within the production of a movie. Script supervisor, African-American woman, Star Wars, Star Trek, Black Panther, Fences. I mean, you know.
And you can only get this at Bronze Lens.
That's right.
Another event that I want to go right into, which is what I actually got an opportunity to moderate this event last year, and that is the Sunday Brunch with the Brothers. It is an opportunity for all of the who's who of men actors in Hollywood to kind of come together and just kind of let their hair down and just really talk about what it's like being in the industry, securing those roles, how they felt when they were doing this role. And so let's talk about that, because you guys have some exciting news surrounding this one as well.
Well, it's a little different this year in that these gentlemen are not actors, but they have been portrayed by actors in the recent Netflix series When They See Us. And so we will have two of the exonerated five, Raymond Santana and Yousef Salim, will be with us on Sunday morning for our Sunday Brunch with the Brothers. Attorney Mawuli Davis will also be with us to moderate and just kind of get their take on what life has been for them and what they're doing now and how they felt about the reverberation that has come from the series being out there. And I wanted to do that because, you know, we generally have Sunday as Cinema and Social Justice Sunday to just honor what film does when it relates to human rights, civil rights, social justice. And so it's amazing that that series would come out right before we're doing our Cinema and Social Justice Sunday, and that's why I took a turn and said, let's get these guys to really kick off our day.
Yeah. I also want to talk about your closing night. Well, actually, before we get to closing night, let's talk about the Bronze Lens Awards.
Yes. The Bronze Lens Awards are going to be at the Carter Center this year. So excited, because the layout of the Carter Center will allow us to have a different kind of atmosphere for the awards. I've always wanted to do something that kind of looked like the SAG Awards, but we didn't have the kind of space to do it. And this year, we actually have that. And I'm very excited about that. That is, the Bronze Lens Awards is when the filmmakers receive their just due for the work that they've done. So the best of the best in every category will be awarded that night. And there's bronze carpet and a little reception, and everybody's very excited about that.
Now let's talk about the closing night film, because there's some excitement building around that one as well.
Yes, the closing night film is a brand new film, premiere in a way, because it's going to come up on television later in the year. It's called Always a Bridesmaid. And director Trey Haley is bringing his, this is his second film he's brought to Bronze Lens. And Yvette Bowser, who many of you, Yvette Bowman, who many of you may know from Community, wrote the film, and she's also starring in it, and she's going to be with us on Sunday night. And we're at Southwest Arts Center,
okay.
And so part of our programming that entire day is free and open to the public.
Wow.
So opening night film is that same way.
Yeah, and gotta say, you guys invited me back again this year to moderate a lively conversation with the stars of ATL Homicide.
Yes.
Love that show. Love those guys.
Yes.
I actually got a chance to talk to them earlier this year through the show and just some amazing stories.
Yes.
And just love what they're really doing with that series.
Yes, I do too. You know, anytime anybody has anything on television that says Atlanta, I'm jumping up and down. But I had taken interest in the show and we were actually talking about it in one of our staff meetings, and then someone reached out to us. It's as if the angels heard us and alerted their agent.
Yeah.
And someone reached out to us. And so we will have the gentleman of ATL Homicide, both the former APD policemen as detectives, as well as the gentleman that played them, all in the same space. And Angelo Diaz, who's one of the gentlemen, is actually going to be our red carpet host for our opening night.
Oh, wow.
So we're excited about getting him involved and just really having a great 5-day festival. We'll be rolling from Wednesday all the way through till Sunday. And on Wednesday morning, Bronze Lens is being honored by the Fulton County Commissioners at 10 a.m. at the Fulton County Government Building.
And this is Wednesday, August 21st, correct?
Wednesday, August 21st. So that's what will officially kick us off. We'll go to the Fulton County Government Center and we'll be honored by the Fulton County Commission.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
you. For that and more information, you can get that at bronzelens.com.
Bronzelens.com. Yeah. All day, all night. Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Bronze Lens Film Festival, a proud supporter of Jazz 91.9 WCLK programming, presents the 10th Annual Women's Superstars Luncheon on Friday, August 23rd at the Atlanta Hyatt Regency. This year's honorees include actresses Regina Hall, Angela Robinson, and producer Lisa Cortez. Ticket information is available at bronzelens.com.
What's happening? This is Aldis Hodge, star of Showtime's City on a Hill, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius on WCOK 91.9, Atlanta's jazz station.
The new season of OWN's popular relationship series, Black Love, is in full swing, and Upfront caught up with the show's creators a few weeks back during the Black Love Summit. Here's what Cody Oliver says about bringing the event to the ATL.
So the first Black Love Summit was in LA last October, and it was awesome, and we had an amazing time. Obviously, we lived there, so we got out of bed and just rolled out, but it was really important for us to bring it to Atlanta because over 50% of the population is Black. And so we wanted to honestly go straight to a community that we knew would be excited about it. And
we also really like Atlanta, and Atlanta's been super supportive of Black Love and since day one. And so the people that support you, you support them. And so there was no better place for us to bring this.
Yeah, I almost want to do it here, like, every year. Or at least, you know, we might have two or three of these a year. But we've had a good time.
Singer, actress, and reality starlet LaToya Luckett and her husband, Tomicus Walker, also talked about their reasons for appearing on the show and much more.
Well, I know I've been a fan of the show for a very long time. And I love hearing about, you know, other married couples, their experiences, their journey. And for us to be able to share ours, I was like, okay. And I knew he was, I didn't know if he was going to be, like, with it or not. But he was like, hell yeah, let's do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely wanted to do it. Like my wife said, let's get that message out, get that positive message, Black man, Black woman. And I mean, it's all about family for us. So it was a good message for us to put out.
Now, when did you know that she was the one?
Man, that's a great question. I knew from day one, the first time I heard her on the phone, honestly.
Really?
just a voice. I mean, she's a Southern girl, Houston, you know, and so is Houston-Dallas Connect.
Mm-hmm.
So once Texas we Connect, met baby. And heard that voice, it was over at that point.
You thought I was sweet.
Thought you was all of that, baby.
Thank you guys for that exclusive interview. Black Love airs tonight on OWN at 9 p.m. Hey Upfront listeners, yours truly, Ray Cornelius, will be moderating a panel discussion with the stars of ATL Homicide during the Bronze Lens Film Festival on Friday, August 23rd at 3:30 p.m. Go to WCLK.com for more details.
Omar Dorsey, a.k.a. Hollywood of Queen Sugar, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
My last segment is a conclusion to my exclusive interview with Queen Sugar actress Tina Lifford, where she talks about her new book and her upcoming Atlanta engagement.
Let's talk about, because you've been really, really busy outside of the show, you are going to be releasing this amazing new book. It's titled, let me see, The Little Book of Big Lies.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
We can. And you know what's kind of fascinating is... that the Little Book of Big Lies comes out, actually it comes out November 2019.
Okay.
The same season that Nova's book comes out.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That is.
It is interesting. And what's really even more interesting is that the Little Book of Nova is exposing people's secrets. And the Little Book of Big Lies is really about us being able to recognize all the falsehoods that we've embodied that have left us feeling less than or not good enough, and how those lies impact us in negative ways. And it's time that we let go of those lies and take our power back from those lies. So these secrets that Nova's talking about, the Little Book of Big Lies is saying, from this point forward, there is never, ever a justifiable reason to think poorly of yourself or speak harshly to yourself for any reason at any time. It is simply unacceptable. And that when we realize that the things that are taking place in our lives, those are things that are human. They are the human experience. And when we see that what we are experiencing, when we see it as a reflection of a larger social experience, then shame and secrecy is unnecessary and unhelpful.
Mm.
So, you know, I woke up one day and it's just sort of, there was a disconnect. It's like we so understand and all embrace the importance of physical fitness. You know, we know that we need to pay attention to our diet and exercise, whether we do so or not. We all know we should. And we also know the benefits that we get from it when we do.
When we do, right.
Right?
Right.
And yet, when it comes to that internal self, it's like that self has needs, and there are very specific characteristics that belong to that self, and we're not tending to it. Mm. We're not acknowledging it. And yet it fascinates me that when you talk about, okay, so what is, like, if you get beyond the physical experience of being a human, like, what is something that everyone experiences? Hurt. Dramas, yeah. Traumas, upsets, disappointment, and fear.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we all have in common. And yet, the attention that has been given to that is minuscule. And I believe that where we are headed as a society, we absolutely, A, are yearning for it. because we're finally saying, you know what? This never let them see your sweat thing, it's not really working. You know, and that little thing that happened when I was in the fifth grade, it's still here. And it's time that we recognize that we can take charge of those experiences. We can rewire our brains. Mm-hmm. You know, brain science is telling us now that the brain is never fixed. The brain is growing and capable of change from the time we're born to the time we die, and that we absolutely can have greater ownership of our narrative. But with the advent of neuroscience, we are learning the kinds of things that we need to be doing inside of ourselves to mitigate the noise and to take ownership of where we want to go, and not be stuck in what happened to us and so stuck that we think that what happened is who we are.
Let's talk about, because I know in September you're going to be partnering with one of the station's major sponsors, which is AARP.
Yes.
To bring that train of thought.
Yes.
Those words of inspiration to the city of Atlanta. So can we talk about that?
I'd love to. You know, one of the points that make AARP and Tina Lifford and the Inner Fitness Project aligned and great partners is, AARP has a mission around disrupting age, right? And to me, what that really boils down to, in essence, is us standing before all of these concepts that, again, have been concretized and become limitations about who we are, and challenging them for the purpose of more life. A greater experience, more self. That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, right? And so the Inner Fitness Outer Beauty tour that we're doing September the 14th over at the Riverside Epicenter. And if you haven't been to the Riverside Epicenter, it is beautiful.
Yeah.
And to find out that it is Black owned is just so wonderful, right? And so the Inner Fitness Outer Beauty Tour, it is a fun way of getting the message that there is so much more possible and available to us, and that we can begin to sort of dip our toe in the water of self-discovery and discover that it's a good thing, that it's an empowering thing, that it's fun, you know. And yes, you will have challenges, but guess what? You already are having those challenges, but challenges without tools, right? So the Inner Fitness Outer Beauty Tour is it's talking to women in their second and third acts, but open to everyone. And I'll tell you why we're talking to, I would say, women, but people in general in their second and third acts. Because up until about 37, we really do think we know what this life is all about. And, you know, certainly in our 20s, we are so done with all these old folks who just didn't get it right. You know, and we know that we're going to get it right.
Right.
And all we have to do is just go get it right. And so our focus is on career, and our focus is on all of the ideas that are supposed to make us happy. And then you get the mate, you have the beautiful children, you make the money, you have the career, and it all is lovely. But didn't nobody tell us that there was going to be this feeling that something was missing? And the something that's missing is a connection to oneself. Because if you haven't dealt with those little areas, you know, that are being held back by your secrets or your fears or whatever, you can't truly enjoy any of the other moments. You do. Mm-hmm. But there's something haunting us or holding us imprisoned in some way. And round about 37, we start really wanting freedom. And then when you move past 50, it's like you wake up and realize, oh, this thing called time is real. And my time is running out. And why am I waiting? If not now, when will I allow myself to move beyond my limitations? When will I allow myself to dream my bigger dream? And I'm not talking about a bigger career dream, whatever your dream is, but certainly the dream of waking up and feeling aligned inside of yourself and on purpose with your life, whatever that looks like.
Thank you, Tina Lifford, for that exclusive interview. Go to WCLK.com to learn more about her Inner Fitness, Outer Beauty tour. Well, that'll do it for this weekend's show. I'd like to thank all of my special guests, Kathleen Bertrand, Cody Oliver, Latoya Luckett, Tomicus Walker, and Tina Lifford. I'd also like to thank my engineer, Jami Wellman, and you. Please join us next Saturday, August 24th, for another exciting edition of Upfront, Inside Atlanta's Entertainment Industry. Today's Upfront show is dedicated to the memory of WCLK announcer and production manager, Glenn Simmons. Happy Saturday, Atlanta.
If you like today's show, please hit us up at WCLK.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Upfront, Inside Atlanta's Entertainment Industry has been brought to you by Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM, WCLK, an NPR member-supported station.